So if you've ever felt overwhelmed and wondered about how am I going to lose all this weight, knowing that you're not interested in giving up favorite sweet treats or your cheese and crackers, then listen on to hear how Erica lost her scary, in her words, amount of weight, one baby step at a time. Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how.
What drew you to the Naturally Healthy Club?
I had known you from other spaces, and I think when I saw your announcement about Naturally Healthy Club, it was just very related to my life, felt like the right time. I was going through a time of just really significant change and transition, and I had gotten myself into a tough place around food and weight and being kind of freaked out about it, and I needed to make some changes and I needed some support to do that.
Yeah, right. So you wanted to lose some weight.
Yeah, I had gained what I knew was a scary amount of weight, what I refer to it as my grief weight after losing my sweetheart and just kind of eating and drinking my way through my grief and that process, enough that I was afraid to get on the scale because I was afraid of what I would find. And so the idea that I could invest 6 months felt doable. And I felt like if I really could feel as good at the end of that as you said I would, then it was worth trying.
Right. Yeah. What were some of your biggest concerns before we started working together?
I mean, I really think literally it was, how am I going to lose all this weight? It felt so overwhelming to me. But I think I was in a place of some new habits, some bad habits. As I have said to you many times, I was eating cheese and crackers a lot for most dinners and drinking a lot of wine, and was kind of aware that that didn't feel good to me, but I was having a difficult time, I think, kind of getting started, if that makes sense, or kind of jump started. And so I think that one thing that the Naturally Healthy Club did for me is it sort of made a starting point, you know, and said, okay, I'm making this commitment. And I had kind of spoken that when I had chosen to, you know, to sign up, to make a payment, to like make it happen. And so it made it a bit of a project, if you will, and something that I was clear I was going to do.
Were you worried about giving up your cheese and crackers?
Oh, yeah, that's such a good question. Oh my gosh. So do you know what? That is true. I worried about that at the beginning. I thought, I'm not interested in spending tons of time in the kitchen. I'm not sure I'm actually interested in giving up my cheese and crackers or my sweet treats or what have you. So yes, I did worry that the program was going to be very prescriptive and ultimately learned that that was not the case, which was helpful to me.
Yeah. The listeners at home.
Yeah.
Are you still enjoying cheese and crackers?
Yes, I am. I'm enjoying a lot of cheese and crackers.
Okay, for you.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. So what was your favorite part about doing this work and being part of the Naturally Healthy Club?
I did love how accessible all of the resources were. Probably the primary thing that I focused on, the weekly calls or the weekly replays. I usually watch them as a replay. I was super committed to doing that. I enjoyed the content. It felt like a really modest investment. I mean, you know, an hour long. Sometimes I listened while I did the dishes or, you know, something, folded the laundry, something else. And I think in particular, one thing I loved about those calls was actually watching or witnessing you coaching other people. I really was able to adapt those situations to myself and what I needed to hear without actually a lot of pressure to
actually go and get coached yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fantastic. So that like kind of weekly check-in, that was helpful.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think the rhythm of it, the weekly check-in. I think also what I appreciated about it is that it is very much a kind of a building block program. So I appreciated that it started in a very doable way. I mean, I think the first assignment was to, you know, write something on a sticky note every morning or something. And I thought, okay, I can do that. And I think that one trap I've gotten into in the past is thinking that I need to go from like 0 to 100, right? And one fell swoop. And if I'm going to make this change, I need to make all of the changes
all at once.
And so then I just don't make any changes. And so I think the way you really broke it down just felt more or less easy and just very accessible. And I trusted you. I knew that you had done this for yourself. You were doing this with other people. And so I trusted that if you were telling me that this one little step was going to make a difference, that it was. And so I appreciated having you as a guide. I think that's actually a really big, important thing for me. It was really helpful for me to have a guide versus trying to find my way all on my own.
Yeah. Okay. And then breaking it down steps so that you had steps to follow. That was
yes. Steps to follow with a ton of flexibility. And that's why, I mean, there were building blocks, but it wasn't prescriptive to the point that I didn't feel like I could be doing, you know, couldn't be doing what was right for me. And in fact, you were really clear about that all along the way, right? You're the decision maker. You're figuring out what naturally healthy looks like for you. And what it looks like for me is going to be different than somebody else. And that was okay. I appreciated that.
Great. And so what was the biggest transformation that you got after doing this work?
Well, I would say it's twofold. It definitely is about my weight. I, you know, woke up this morning at precisely my goal weight, and I have found that really quite easy to achieve, and I'm maintaining it now, and it feels good to me and feels good in my body. But I think just as important is that I think I'm being kinder and less whipped up and serious with myself. You know, I think that there is just a lot in the program about meeting ourselves where we are, finding what works for us at the time, and just letting it be enough. So your very first piece of coaching to me was just reminding myself, just to say to myself, I'm doing my best. And I think that I really have taken that to heart. And I think that really just as much as the scale, it was helpful for me in that regard of just saying like, all is well, all is as it needs to be right now, all is well, and I'm doing my best.
That relationship with yourself, like being a friend to yourself has been helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a good way of putting it. Being a friend to myself. So always more to do in that arena as is the case for most of us, particularly as women. But I think, yeah, both of those things, my weight and my relationship with myself, both significantly improved.
Fantastic. Like what surprised you, I guess, about doing this work?
I expected it to just feel really hard and arduous. And I expected, just that. I expected it to be difficult. And I'm not saying that there wasn't, you know, any striving on my part or there weren't, you know, kind of, you know, more difficult parts to it. But getting back to my goal weight, I expected that to be really hard. And it really wasn't. It was really pretty easy.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, even that flip side too, right? So getting to my goal weight, but also that piece about being kinder to myself or being less serious, that actually was kind of easy too. You know, it's like, well, I could just make a decision about this. It need not be a big kit and caboodle,
selfish,
difficult, dramatic, you know.
Yeah,
Some of us, I think, just take ourselves too seriously too much of the time, and we need to just
chill out about it.
Yeah.
So who would you recommend the Naturally Healthy Club to?
Well, I tell you, I've been getting up my courage to recommend it to one friend in particular. And I'm thinking about her just sort of maybe as a general maybe sketch of how I think a lot of women are. So I'm thinking about a friend who is just really a lot of things to a lot of people. And she just has a lot on her plate. She has a big job. She has young kids at home. She has a spouse. She sits on a board of directors at a, you know, nonprofit place. She's just really doing a lot. And I think I would love to recommend it to her for the focusing on herself. And because this friend I'm thinking about is so sad and overwhelmed and disappointed about her weight all the time, it's a place of disappointment for her. And I think it could be as easy for her as it has been for me.
Yeah.
So, but I guess overall, I would say, well, I would recommend it to people who are ready to put down scales, put down prescriptions, put down really regimented, you know, ways of trying to be healthy, and people who are keen and excited and energized about just finding their own organic way. One of the best things you always said was one shouldn't do something that she's not willing to do forever, right? And so I think that this program, it's about finding a way to be naturally healthy that can last forever. Not until the willpower runs out, not until next year, not until the big
lighting's over.
Yeah, exactly. But just forever, because it's unique and it's tailored and we're finding our own way, and it's doable, it's workable, it's attainable.
That was so great. Thanks, Erica.
So to be like Erica and have that guide to give you a jump start to changing your habit in slow baby steps so you lose weight slowly and sustainably and so you fit in your clothes again, then come and play with us in the Naturally Healthy Club. So you don't actually have to do anything hard, radically hard, like give up your favorite sweets. It's just a matter of being more intentional with your choices and learning to listen to your body. So let me help you be like Erica and come and apply for the Naturally Healthy Club today. So just go to thestonesoup.com/group or check out the link in the show notes and get your application in. So the last group sold out, so you don't want to mess around. And if you're feeling like, oh, this could be it, that would be so amazing, I would love to be at my goal weight with ease and not having to give up anything, but you're worried that you haven't been able to succeed in the past, and you've had so many attempts at trying and failing and trying and failing, then I totally understand. Like, it's totally normal to feel like that before you start working in the Naturally Healthy Club, like so many of my clients do. And so if you don't feel comfortable putting in an application, I highly recommend that you just shoot me a quick email. It's jules@thestonesoup.com, and let me know you're interested, and we can just see if it'll be a right fit that way. Okay. Look forward to hearing from you.